Okay, today's daf is Shkalim Daf Zion. Shkalim Daf Zion, and we are on Vav Mabeis, just one Ha'ara. Again, Be'ezrat tomorrow, then tomorrow's daf will be put up from the last cycle. If the recording is not perfect as it was, remember that was 7+ years ago, so the might be a little more static than there is now. I apologize, but again, that'll be Be'ezrat Hashem next, tomorrow's daf, Be'ezrat Hashem, it'll be there, but Be'ezrat Hashem then we'll pick up next week. Okay, anyway, we are on Vav Mabeis. Last line. So remember the Mishnah yesterday started discussing leftovers, remainders. What happens if there is Mosar? We started talking about Mosar of Shkalim because that's what this Masechta is about. We don't say automatically that just because there's Mosar, there's an Umdana, that this was never supposed to be Hekdish. We generally don't say that. We assume that whatever the Mosar is, it was given to be Hekdish anyway. The question is, where does it go? So we mentioned in the Mishnah that whatever can be used for leftovers of that item, leftover of an Asham, leftover of a Shlamim can be used as a Shlamim, leftover of an Ola can be used as an Ola. That's the best. Sometimes it cannot be used for that. For example, the leftovers of a Chatas or an Asham. The leftovers of a Chatas or an Asham are specific karbanos brought for an Aveira. So if I have a leftover for that, so that can't be used for a Chatas or an Asham. As we know, there's a tight connection between every carbon and its owner. And if that's lost, so then it can no longer be a Chatas or an Asham. So what about Nazir? That's what we're going to talk about now, the last line of the Mishnah. Last line said that if you have Moser for Nazirim, somebody gave Moser for the general category of Nazirs to bring their karbanas. Or let's say a Nazir did a favor for somebody. So they wanted to show their appreciation. They just gave money to the Nazir Pushka. Not for any specific Nazir. But, Nazirs, I want to make sure that they have enough for their karbanos. Like, that goes, leftovers for that goes to the Nazirim, goes for other Nazirs. But Moser Nazir, for a specific Nazir, goes to Nedava, goes to the Olos brought, as we said, when the Beis HaMikdash is somewhat quiet. So, Machlokas of the Gemara, right here. Moser Nazir L'Nedava. Rav Chisda Amar, Rav Chisda notes, we know that a Nazir has to bring a set of Karbanos at the end of his Naziris. We mentioned yesterday that there are 10 mitzvahs related to the Parsha of Nazir in Parshas Naso. Two of them are mitzvahs asay, and 8 of them are mitzvahs los asay. What are the asays? Growing his hair long and bringing his karbanos. That's one of the two mitzvahs asay. So the Nazir has to bring, as is described here in the Tiklin Chadatin on the third line, Shaha Nazir Mevi Gimel Behemos, Chatas, Ola, and Shlamim. Three of them have to be, all three have to be brought as a set in order to end his Naziris. That's Derech Haga, by the way. I think we mentioned it a number of times in the past. Somebody's a Nazir Bizman Azeh, there's no way for him to get out of it. Him or her. A woman can be a Nazir too. Ish O Isha starts off the section. So if somebody is a Nazir Bizman Hazeh, it is impossible for them to get out of the Naziris. We mentioned the Tshuva of Minchas Yitzchak from the early 1980s, where he was asked, there was an Israeli fellow that went to find himself somewhere in the Far East, and in the middle of the forest, he realized, I'm a Jew, and he opened up the Bible, and he opened up to Parshas Naso, and he sees the Parsha of Naziris. He says, okay, great, I'm a Nazir. And he was becabled to be a Nazir in the middle of the forest in the Far East. And slowly, slowly, as he gets back to, becomes a real Baal Tshuva, and he realizes what a Nazir is, and he realizes that it is not so acceptable to have in his life go around with very long hair and not drinking wine, v'chulu. Not becoming to my base, okay, maybe you could deal with that. But no worse than a Kohen. But the other two, so the question is, what does he do? He's a Nazir. He accepted with his full heart to be a Nazir. And he doesn't want to be a Nazir. So, the Dayan Weiss has a whole tshuva where he discusses, Lawaisa, he ends up saying, really, he thinks it's a Naziris Betaus. It was, he didn't realize what it really was, but I'm somewhat scared to say it. So if two other great rabbis of the generation, team up with me and also Matiritz, I would say, it's Hutar Meikara. That's the end of the tshuva. I don't know what happened in the case, but that was the tshuva that he says, I would be ready to be Matir if two others. But why couldn't they just, okay, so finish the Naziris. It's only 30 days. The answer is you can, because you don't have the Karbanos, then the Naziris won't end. So that is the end of the Naziris. So what do you do if you have leftover? So the Mishnah says Nedava. So Machlokes in the Gemara, does that depend? As we say, the Moser goes to Nidava, which are Olos. Does that really depend on the order that the Karbanos were brought in? Says the Gemara, Rav Chisda Amar, Vahu Shekar V'chata Aso Basof. When do we say that the Mosar, the leftover monies, go to Ola? That's only brought the Chatas as the last one. So really, when you bring all of the other Karbanos and you bring the Chatas last, even if you want to say that the Chatas should have been brought first, but it was brought last, Lamaisa. So if the Chatas was brought last, so the leftovers can't go for Chatas, as the Mishnah says, that's the rule. So that's where the leftover goes for Ola. Aval I Karvu Shlamim Basof, but if the Shlamim is brought Basof, then Mosar and Shlamim. Then the Moser is deemed to be the leftover of a Shlamim. That was the last one. So that's why the Mishnah is only talking about a case where the Chatas was brought last. But if the Shlamim was brought last, the Moser goes to be a Shlamim. And Amar Reb Zeira argues, this could be Reb Zeira. Afilu Karvu Shlamim Lebasof. Even if the Shlamim is brought last, still the Moser goes to Olas Nedava. Halacha. It is a halacha. What does that mean? Tiklan Chadatin says, halacha Lemoshe Misinai. So halacha lo shebisinai, that halacha hi benazir, we take out that next word, shetehe mosara nedava. Right, the mosar goes to nedava, it doesn't matter what order the karbanos are hukrav in, it goes by the fact that the chatas was mixed in at some point, as we'll see, that's the key svara, so that is called mosar chatas, and that is the halacha, period. Let's just finish the section and then we'll get back to Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Masnisa Messiah Ladein, Masnisa Messiah Ladein, right? As the Bavli would say, Tanya Kavase to this person, and Tanya Kavase to that person. Masnisa Messiah Rabbi Zeira. There's a brisa that supports Rabbi Zeira, who says, the second opinion, that it doesn't matter what order the Kabbalists are brought in, the leftover is Ola. Elu hein ma'ostumin, the following are ma'ostumin. And we're going to have later on, the ma'ostumin means money that is susum. Another did not specify which of the money should go for which karban. Sumin means it's for all three. You didn't specify. So in here, could be for Ola, or for Shlamim, or for Chatas. So Elu hein ma'ostumin, the following are ma'ostumin, that go to Nedava, kol shedmei Chatas, Mi'uravos bahen, any time that Tamei Chatas is mixed in there. If there's Chatas money mixed in the Mostumin, so any of this money can be labeled for the Chatas. So therefore, Memela, the Mosar, would go for Nedava. V'yafilu hifrish Tamei Chatas mitocha. Even, says Reb Zeira, if you have already removed the Demei Chatas. Let's say you have money for all three Karbanas that the Nazir specified and designated. So you take out money and you buy the Chatas with it. The leftover money that's there, it's still Moser L'Nedava. Because this, at one point in time, had Demei Chatas in it. So forevermore, that's labeled as Demei Chatas, which the leftover, what wouldn't be used, would go to Nedava. Mo'os Stumenheim, right? Even Hifrish, Demei Chatas, Mitocha Mo'os Stumenheim, Stoko Mo'os Stumen, which would go to Nedava. And that is similar to what Reb Zeira said, who said it doesn't matter, even if the Shlomim is brought last, but still, the Chatas was brought earlier, the money was originally had Chatas in it, and therefore the Mosar would go to Nedava. That's one Brisa. Masnisa, Messiah, L'Rav Chisda. And another Brisa supports Rav Chisda, meaning you go by the last one. And if the Chatas money is not there anymore, then it's not called Chatas leftovers. Where do you see that? As follows. Elu l'chatasi, if a Nazir has a big pile of money, and then takes some out for his Chatas, and the remaining is for the Ola and the Shlam. If that's the case, he picks up a bunch of the money and says, Elo lechatasi, out of the money that's there. V'hashar l'shar nezirusi, and the rest is for the other my other karbanos. Umeis, and then he dies. So what's the halacha? Mo'alin b'kulan, there's an isser of me'ila, if you would use all of the money. As we know, the isser of me'ila, benefiting from the Beis HaMikdash, applies by kachi kachim, right, because that's Lugavoa. It only applies by Kache Kalim, like by a Shlamim. It only applies after you are Zorik the Dam, and you have to do Haktaras Emurin. So the fats are subject to Me'ila, because that has to be burned on the Mizbeach. But whatever is going to be eaten, so that's there's no Me'ila there. So the Mishnah says, the Brisa says, if you used all of them, then you're going to violate Me'ila, because in there is Chatas money, so that, and in there is Ola money. But shmolin bibiksasan. But if you only use part of them, there's not going to be mila. Why? Because maybe you're using the shlomim designated money. But what do you see from that line? What do you mean the shlomim designated money? It had chatas in it before. So you see that it's like the first opinion. It's not, you don't say, once this money was labeled for chatas at one point in its history, it always retains that status and you have to use the moser for ola. You don't say that. You say if you only use part of it, it could be shlamim, and therefore there's not going to be this or me'ilah, v'lo amar emes, yiblul anadava. And you don't say that if he dies, that everything's going to go l'anadava, because you don't. It does not say that, meaning it's a raya to the first opinion, it's a raya to Rav Chisda. Period. There's a question that if you look in the Rambam's, when he quotes this halacha in Hilchas Me'ilah, in Perek Dalet Halacha Gimel, he adds on. He says, Amar Elu l'chatasi v'ashalan nezirusai, right, like our case, this is for my chatas and the rest of my nezirus, imnene b'chol hasha'ar ma'al. Because in the whole, everything that's left, so there's definitely ola inside of it. Everything. Nana bimiksasa lomal, because maybe using the shlamim designation. Like Paschal's like that, Brysa. Vechenim amar elula olasi vashalan azirusei. Venana bekulan ma'al, right? Because then there's chatas involved. Nana bimiksasa lomal she'im bidmei shlamim me'ila. So the same thing is if you pick out your chatas or you pick out your ola, same halachas would apply. Then the Rambam adds, Hifrish ma'os va'amar elula olasi, ve'elula chatasi, ve'elula shlami. If you then designate all the monies, vinis arvu, and then they get mixed up, mo'alin bekulan, u'mo'alin bimiksasan. Then you violate even if you only use bimiksasan. And ask the Kesef Mishnah why. It could be this is shlami money that you designated. Well, you could violate maybe chulin bazara. There's a chance that you didn't violate me'ilah. Why, if you designated each and then they got mixed up together, you're going to be mauled even by mixas? That's the problem the Kesef Mishnah has. Yesh l'tamua, dilma osa mixas, me'asher yichei l'shlamim ve'ein bo me'ilah. So he quotes the Mari Kirkus, says, you know what the Rama must mean? You use part of the money, but more than the money of the value of the shlamim. So you vada use something from the chatas and the ola. So that's the Mari Kirkus' suggestion. That's what happened. Haynu shem yoser midei shlom inami or kivon shenis arvu bechol zuz yesh bo chatas v'ola v'shlomim. Well, they got to figure out what that means. Once they're nisarev, then anything has every little zuz has each one on it. Vericho nira yoser. I like the first shot. Either way, that's an important lashon of the Rambam. Two other ha'aretz. Number one is, why does a nazir bring a chatos anyway? Right, the nazir brings a chatos, ola, and shlamim. So he brings a shlamim, wonderful. He brings an ola. Why does he bring a chatos? Chatos is always associated with an avera. So what avera did the nazir do? So we mentioned many times the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. What the Nazir did wrong. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos, you know what he did wrong? He became a Nazir. He became a Nazir, as the Rambam quotes the Yerushalmi, Lo Tayecha Masha Asra Torah, Elata Oser Dvar Machirim. What, 365 is not enough Isurim? Actually, no. No, 365 includes the Isurim of Naziris. You can take out 8. 350, right, what is it? 357. 357 is not enough for you. You got to add on another 8. Those 8 are by choice. What are you doing, the Yerushalmi says. The Rambam says, let's work on the 357 that we have to do. And once we do that, then we get out on the other 8. So, you have to be in balance. The Rambam's famous Shvil Hazov. You have to, you know, maybe a Nazir is needed for a stopgap measure because the pendulum is swinging in one direction. You have to swing it back and get back on the straight and the narrow, but it's not ultimate. It's not what you're supposed to do. And therefore, the Rambam says, that's the reason that you bring a Karban Chatas, because of what you did. And that makes a lot of sense. Because we'll see in contrast that the Nazir brings the karban at the end of his naziris. The problem in the chiddush is the Ramban. The Ramban in Parshas Naso, which is a chiddush on one hand, but not a chiddush on the other hand. Because if you read the Torah, it doesn't sound like the Nazir is doing something wrong. It sounds like you have this option. So that's why the Rambam is mechudash. But it's not mechudash that you bring it at the end. The Ramban is more pashut that a Nazir doesn't sound like he's doing anything wrong. The Rambam Strat is, you know why he brings a Karban Chatas? Because he's not being a Nazir anymore. He's Al Ha'asid. Because he's giving up being a Nazir, that's why the Rambam says he brings a Karban Chatas, which is a huge Chiddush. When do you ever bring a Karban Al Ha'asid? Because I have now accepted not to be a Nazir anymore. So, you know, that attitude. Right, maybe it's not for the future. So the attitude of not being a Nazir anymore. Okay, either that's a huge chiddush of the Ramban and Parshas Naso. That's what it's Allah Asid, because it would be great to see a Nazir the rest of your life. The Torah says, Kadoshi Yeh. The Rambam says that's talking about his hair, not talking about him. But the Kadosh Yeh, it's really a Machlokas Tanoim. In Tainus and elsewhere, whether the Nazir is a Kadosh or not, or a Chote. It's a Machlokas Tanoim. But that Machlokas goes down to the Machlokas we've shown him of the Rambam and the Ramban. Why a Nazir is... brings a chatos in the first place. Number one. The other part I wanted to mention, again, the gavos of Dafyomi is that we get to mention a number of the points that we always like to mention every couple of weeks. So hopefully it solidifies it in our brain. And we'll say, it's that. But Baruch Hashem, that's the gavos of the daf. The Gemara never has to apologize when it quotes a machlokas that it quoted last Masechta. Right? So we also don't have that apology. But again, the Yesodos we like to repeat. And that is, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai here, interesting, it seems to be a machlokas about Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Right? The Tanakhama holds, Reb Chista says, only if the Chatas is brought last. And Reb Zira says, no, we have Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, so it seems to be a machlokas. Right? This goes on the list of the questions of the Chavos Ya'ir on the Rambam. The Rambam says that there is never a machlokas about Halacha Moshe Misinai. That's the Rambam's Yesod. And there seems to be 35 questions from Shas on the Rambam. There seems to be many machlokos about Halacha Moshe Misinai. So the Rambam has to go through it. The Rambam doesn't do it, but the Achronim go for the Rambam, trying to explain how he could say that. So whatever it does not say explicitly Halacha Moshe Misinai, so you can say the Rambam doesn't understand that as Halacha Moshe Misinai. Like the Gemara says elsewhere many times, Gemara Gemiri Law. And Rashi and Tosfos, whenever the Gemara says, that means Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The Rambam does not. Sroros, right at the beginning of Baba Kama. Right, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, the Gemara says, Gemara Gemira Law. And Rashi and Tosfos say, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. There's a machlokas about that. Chatzi Nezek, Sroros. So again, that gets it rid of half the problems. Now, if it doesn't say Beferish, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, so then the Rambam might not think those are Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Here it says Halacha. So again, halacha is a little more difficult to say it's not, but maybe the Rambam wouldn't say that either. Where does the Rambam say this? He says it's in the Hakdama to his Pirush HaMishnayos. That's where the Rambam says, as we have mentioned, that there are five parts of Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebichsav, we know what Torah Shebichsav is. Torah. Right, maybe Nevi'im Ksuvim is added on. But Torah is Torah Shebichsav. What about Torah Shebaal Peh, which was also given at Har Sinai, as the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos, right? We got both Torahs at Har Sinai. Torah Shebaal Peh means five parts of Torah Shebaal Peh. What are the five parts? The first two are very similar. The Rambam says category one is Pirushim HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, commentaries and ideas that we got from Moshe Rabbeinu. Category two is Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Right, those are the first two categories. And the question the Rambam deals with is, what's the difference between the two? Pirushim HaMekubalim Moshe Rabbeinu, for example, that a pre-Eitz Hadar is an Esrog. There's no Gemara that ever calls that Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, but we don't argue on that, everybody agrees that it's an Esrog. Or Ayin Tachas Ayin. As we know, the Gemara in Baba Kama discusses that means money. Does not mean literally an eye for an eye, like it says on early Hammurabi Code type texts. Right? We paskin, it's money. That's not Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. That's a dava pirush hamakuba mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. So what's the difference between the two of them? The Rambam says they never have a machlokas between them. That's where he says it. They both never have arguments about them. Everybody agrees to them. The difference between them is, if I give you 100 years, would you have figured this out from the Torah? Is there any hint to it in the Torah that after 100 years you could have figured it out? Pirush hamakuba mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, there's hints in the Torah. Pre'ez Hadar, it's a beautiful fruit. So why is it anything else other than an esrog? There are a lot of beautiful fruit, but it could be an esrog. It's so unusual. An eye for an eye. Right? There are other religions that also believe that's money. Right? There are some religions that take that literally. But most religions of the world don't believe an eye for an eye. If you steal, you chop off your hand. I mean, many religions don't believe in that. So we could have figured that out if you would have given us 100 years. That's category one. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, there's no way. There's no way. It's not based on logic. What? That Shir of Achila, all the Shiurin, Kizayis, Kibetza, Ten Tvachim, this Tvachim. Why does that make sense? Why is Ten Tvachim a wall? Why isn't 15 Tvachim a wall? Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Because Moshe Rabbeinu told us. Right? That's it. So all of those, there's no remez in the text. Right? Shiurin, Chatzitzin, Mechitzin, all of those. Haladofen Akuma. Right, all of these halacha moshe b'sinais. So those are the categories. The Rambam says about both of them, ein machlokas b'hem b'shem panim. So that's why the Chavos Ya'ir, Rav Yair Bachrach, 1600s, so he has a long tshuva where he discusses all the problems of the Rambam, and he tries to solve some of the problems. The other three categories, just to mention while we have it open, number three is everything that we learn out from the Yud Gimel Midos. That's category three of Torah Shebaal Peh. That's the largest category. Kalva Chomer, Xer, Shava, Hekish, Binyanav, Kalva, Prad, Pradu, Klal, Daralim, Minyano, Shteik, Suen, Bok, Echad, right? All the Yud Gimel Midos, and the more, there are more than Yud Gimel Midos. Mamatzinu, right? That's category 3. And category 4 and 5 are Takanos and Xeros, meaning Torah, Dinim, Drabanan are also part of Torah Shabbat Peh, right? That's all included in the 5 categories of Torah Shebal Peh. That's the Rambam. Idrig Rav Soloveitchik once said that as in Machlokes and Meseches Gittin on Daf Samach, the Gemara is a Machlokes. Which is bigger, Torah Shebechsav or Torah Shebal Peh? It's a Machlokes. And I said, how could there be opinion that Torah Shebechsav is bigger? Ruba Bechsav or Miyat Al Peh, or the opposite based on Psukim? How in the world is it? You look at the shelf in the on your study. You have one sefer that's Torah Shebechsav, and the whole rest is Torah Shebal Peh. How could there be anybody who suggests otherwise? Explains the Rav Soloveitchik. No, the machlokes is, what do you call category 3? That's the machlokes. All the drushes based on psukim, is that Torah Shebechsav or is that Torah Shebal Peh? It's not Torah Shebechsav literally. If you call category 3 Torah Shebechsav, or everything that you learn out from a hekish, we might give malchus based on a hekish. Right, even though it's not mefurish, but that's called Torah Shebechsav. So that's the machlokas amoraim over there in Gid Daf Samach, whether you call category 3 Bechsav or Baal Peh, and that's how there could be an amora that says Torah Shebal Peh is more. Okay, got to make Shkolim exciting. Baruch Hashem. Here we go. Says the Gemara, Viter. Rav Chisda Amar, about the 12th line or so. Rav Chisda Amar, more extra. So we spoke about what do you do with the extra money that's left over from the karbanos of a nazir. But as we know, a nazir also brings 20 loaves. Karban Todah, you have 40. 30 of matzah and 10 of chametz. But nazir brings 20 loaves, two types of matzahs. Moser lachmosh al nazir yurkav. What do you do with the leftover breads, whether it's money or the actual bread, that has to leave over to rot? Amar Rabbi Yosi v'Yos, and that's correct. Why? Because what are you supposed to do with the breads? Lagrivo bifnei atzmo ein at yachol. To bring the breads by themselves, you can't. Shein l'cha lechem karev l'atzmo. You never have breads that are karev by itself, independently. Lagrivo im nazirus acheres. To piggyback with another nazir ein at yachol. Why? Shein l'cha nazirus ba b'lo lechem. Because that nazir has his own breads. Right, he can't use somebody else's breads, and so he designates for his own breads. So therefore, what are you supposed to do? So lafum kain, because of this, sarech meimar, you have to say, moser lachmosh al nazir yurkav. There is no other choice. You have to let it rot. You have to let it rot. And the assumption of the Achronim point out here, the assumption is that the breads, or the money, already has achieved kedushas haguf. And you can't get rid of it, right? You might have said that if you have leftover, you know, money, it, for the bread, it doesn't achieve kedusha. The Gemara says also, we had a Maseches Psachim, that there's a connection between the bread and the karban. Maybe only after you shecht the karban does the breads, you know, attain kedusha. So here it's even money. You didn't even get to that stage. There wasn't krimas ha'panim in the oven. It didn't get ready. But the chiddush of this line is that it must be that it has kedusha automatically. That's at least what the Yerushalmi holds. Savrin, Meimar, Hu Lachma, Hu Moser Nesacha. The Gemara says, we assume also, not only does this halacha, that has to just be rot and be thrown in the garbage, does it not only apply to the leftover money of the breads, or leftover bread, but also the Nesachim, the libations that come along with the Ola and the Shlamim, right, that also has the same din, right, the Nesachim, there's no difference. Amar Rabbi Yosi bar Rebbe Bone, Moser Nesachav, Kachi Kachi Minun, V'Yiplon Adava. No, Rabbi Yosi argues. Rabbi Yosi says that the Moser of the Nesachim are Kachi Kachim, meaning it has a special status, and those are Yiplu Lidadava. Those go Lidadava, they do not have to be leave over to Rat, they're Yiplu Lidadava. Okay, so that's different. The Nesachim don't have the same halacha as the Lechem. All Daiti de Rabbi Yosi bar Rebbe Bone. Shmuel, so to explain the day of Rabbi Yosi that we just quoted, that the Moser Nesachim go to the Nedava, the Gemara says, so the Gersos here are a little problematic, I'll go according to the Tiklun Chadatin. Shmuel, Rav Chisda, V'Rebbe Elazar, Shlashtan Amru Davar Echad. I got to take out a couple of words in between. Those three Amoraim really hold a similar Shita. Rav Chisda Ahan D'Amran. Rav Chisda just said, right, what we just said, right, Rav Chisda holds, like we said earlier, that you go by the last karban. If shlamim is left over, the moser is shlamim. Shmuel to Amar Reb Yossi. Shmuel said last time, remember Reb Yossi at the beginning of Amud Beis on yesterday's daf, right by the Gemara. What does he hold? Damar Reb Yossi da'ad da'ana taman. While I was still there, Shamas called Rabbi Yehuda. Shaul Shmuel. I already heard him ask Shifri Shiklova Mace. Amar Le Yiplul Nadava. So every you see, it also goes linadava, right? That shkalim are kachi kachibon, and they go linadava, right? Just like the what Rav Chista said is yipul linadava, so he explains yipul linadava. Rav Elazar, Omar, Moser, Asiris, also we had yesterday. Moser, Asiris, Eifa Shalo, Rav Yochanan, Omar, Yovalicham, Liyama, Melech, Rav Elazar, Omar, yipul linadava. Once something has a special status of kachi kachim status, then it could go into the pile, the pushka of Ola, even though it wasn't that in the first place. So all these Amarim hold that in their own sugi, even though there are three different opinions, but that is what we hold. Good. Next Mishnah. Once we're talking about Mosar, so we continue. We branch out. Shkalim is about Shkalim plus. So now we're more in the plus. Mosar Shvuyim l'Shvuyim. If money is collected for the mitzvah Pidyon Shvuyim, so it goes to, if you redeemed a captive, so the Moser goes to the next Pidyon Shavui, if Rachman al-Assad it is needed. Moser Shavui l'Oso Shavui. But if I collected for a specific captive, and there's leftover money from there, so it goes to that Shavui. Let's finish the Mishnah first. Moser Aniyim L'Aniyim, Moser Aniyim goes to the poor. Moser Ani L'Oso Ani. But if it's for a specific Ani, it goes to that Ani. Moser HaMesim L'Mesim, Moser Mesim, collections for Mesim, and for Kvura, and for Levaya, funeral needs, go L'Mesim. Moser HaMes, but Moser to a specific Mace? Three Shitas. Number one, L'Yarshav. First opinion says it goes to the Yarshim, right? That the mace automatically wouldn't have wanted it to go to, you know, him in some way. He would have wanted it to go to his children. Moser basically Yarshav. Rebbe Meir Omer, which is a chiddush. The Akronim point out, what do the Yarshim have to do with the mace? This isn't like money that he received beforehand at the Yarshin. This is money that came after he died. So what does this have to do with Yerusha? So it's a big chiddush, this first opinion. Right? It came afterwards specifically for the mace. So that's the first opinion. Rabbi Meir Omer, Moser Amesi Heimuna Chachiyav Elio. Rabbi Meir says, I'm not sure what to do. I'm not sure what people had in mind, what we should assume, and therefore you can't use it for anything. Got to invest it and just keep the principle. Rabbi Nosson Omer, Moser Amesi Bonin Lo Nefesh Al Kivro. You got to build a nice kever. Got to build a nice kever because it's Lameis. It's Lameis. People wanted to go Lameis for the funeral needs or for Kavod Ameis, and therefore you build a kever. You know, Yoredeya. In Yoredeya Shinun Vav, the last one in Yoredeya. Thanks. So let's go back to the first line first, and that is Moser Shvuyim. There is a big discussion. The Rush. The Rush was asked by one of his Talmidim in a tshuva. The Rush in Klal Shloshim Mishnayim, Klal Amid Beis. He was asked by his Talmid Rabbi Yisachar ben Rabbi Yekutiel. The following story: they collected. Rachman al-Aslan, there was a woman Leah Shenishbeis Bena Yishma'elim. There was a woman that was taken captive by a bunch of Arabs. V'ima holchel kihilos, and the mother went around collecting, and she gathered 600 zehuvim letzara pidyona, and she put it in the hand of a third party who was going to try to, you know, do the dealings. And now the shvuah comes out that the girl Rachman al-Islam was mishumedes, and she married the guy. And now they have two kids. It must have been years before. And the mother says, "Since kiva shenitzba bena yishmaelim sheachziru la'amamo shefkida b'yad ha'neman." So, Mr. Third Party, who's give me the money back? My daughter's gone, and you know I have to. There's nothing to do, and you know I want the money back. Va'kol lo ratzu. The call did not want to. Ela sheyasim imenu hektish l'pidyon shvuyim. Oh, give it to pidyon shvuyim. But it was la'osa shavui. Right, what did our Mishnah say? You think these Mishnahs never come up? It came up, Rachman al-Aslan, 600 years ago. Right, so what do you do? It says, Moser Shavui. La'oso Shavui, but this Shavui never used it. It wasn't like you used it and there were leftovers. So what do you say? So, says this Talmud, V'yafilu, he says, Akolo Ratzu, V'ani Omer, and Rabbi Yisachar, Ben Rabbi Kedil said, well, what I think... is Shane's chusla called Klavaze? Hey, I'm making his kabbis a moment, Mishar Kilos, but I feel not so him a mamon. His kulapidyona. Hola baliat ima, the mother got it for her daughter, and it's hers. The alabishin is tamda, Dilma Hadra Bechuva, Mafarkabe. Gotta keep optimistic. And let's say the kids, they're Tito Shanishmas, and it says, Moser Shavu, Loso Shavu. That's my question, Rebbe. What do you say? Shuva says the Rosh. Eino nira be'einai. Sorry, I do not agree with you. Why? Because when do you say the principle of Moser Shavu l'Shavui, Hainu, Heicha shenas es ha-mitzvah, shenigves ha-mama b'shvilah, u'masha ho-siru ha-misnadvim, yoser mechdei b'dyona, zacha ben ha-shavui, me'achar she'znad v'letzarcho. If you used it to redeem, and then you have leftover from what you used. But here you never used it. So what was in the mind of the people who gave it? Right, they want these kids to have this money. It's just like, similar to the following case. We know this case from the Gemara. Somebody's son goes to the Medina Sayyam, and he hears that his son died, so he gave all of his zechasim to somebody else, and then his son walks in. So we could say, I died to the Hachi, he didn't give it to the other guy, because he didn't know that this was true. So, Kiyose Baze Yish Kama Umdenos Bigamara. There are many cases, and therefore, in this case, I do not think that it goes to the woman or the girl, and that he even has Hagatz Macha. Hadamir, we say, Moser Hames Liyarshav. Right, most of our case goes to the Yarshim. According to that opinion, what happened if the money was given because the guy was a ghost, he was about to die, and then he got better? Do you still say it goes to his kids? The guy got better, he's walking around. He goes to his kids? No. It doesn't. Moser, right, Shavui. That means it was used for pidyon. And therefore, says the Rosh, the best thing to do is to try to get the money back to the people who donated it. If you can. If you can't, use it for Tzarchei Tzibur. That's the Rush's psak in this case. Tshuvas HaRush. Okay, that is one. A similar idea is said by the Rashba in a tshuva, and then we will continue. The Rashba writes in a tshuva in Chelek Dalid Simin Nun Hei. He said the case, they collected for Pidyon Shvuyim, and then Vachar Shabo Mos, the other Mace also Shavui. Right, a different case. Right, so if the Shavui died, so what's the halacha there? So there, the Rashba says, it might be the argument on the right. There he says it goes to the Yarshim. Even though it wasn't used for Pinyon Shvuyin. Maybe the Rashba would be arguing. But Tamanim Yishcholik Badavarzeh. Says right when it was collected, it goes, it's Yizokha to it. Sounds like a different mentality than the Rush. That's in terms of the first line. But in terms of the other line, the case of the Matseva. So the case of Moser Hames LeYarshav. So the Machlokas, whether it goes to the Yarshim, whether it goes to a Matseva, or whether it's Yehe Munach Achi Yavo Elio. So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch talks about Meis Shelo Hayilo Tzarche Gvura. V'gavu lo v'hosiru, Shulchan Aruch Shinun Vav, they collected and there was leftover Im Kishe Gavu Yachtav L'Tzarche Zeha Meis Yitnatru LeYarshav. V'im lav, if it was all collected together, it goes to the Yarshim. V'im lav, yasu im tzorche meisim acherim. And if not, you could use other tzorche acherim. If it was, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. And there's a concept of putting up a matzeva that's brought elsewhere, but that's a concept. Interesting, very charif. That's a charif. But it's an important, avas chesed. The Chavetz Chaim, and then we'll continue. The Chavetz Chaim writes, in a ha'ara, in Chelik Beis, Avas Chesed is all about lending money and giving tzedakah. There's a lot about lending money there. About doing so he says there in a tshuva, in Beis Tezvav, you know, it's quoted by others, but it's the Chavetz Chaim. He says, many people have a huge mistake. Many people, after their relative dies, they spend thousands and thousands of dollars on a gorgeous, gorgeous matzeva. And they have golden letters, and they have pituchei chosa, ba'ostios mushavos, v'chadomet siyurim uprachim harbe, netiyas yafos, v'chadome mitanu gebenei ha'adam, u'mefazim aleilu anyanim mamon harbe, v'choshim bazeh she'osin nachas ruach gedolo l'nishmas ha'niftar. Says the Avas Chesed, v'kama to'os to'on aleilu anashim v'lachshav azu. Yet make a matzeva. But hundreds of thousands of, says, u'be'emes, nefesh ha'niftar achar predasum in olam hazeh, hu makir sham ba'olam ha'emes. As tachlis hanirtza shel Torah mitzvahs, they realize what's important and what would give them an aliyah to the neshama. The yoser tov hayalahem says the Chafetz Chaim sheyasimu matzeva she'ena yikara kolkach. Make a matzeva that's not so unbelievably gorgeous. Ubaosios pshutos velo mushavos, regular letters. Ubali tzitzum uprachim ubali netios. That's a matzeva you have to make. V'yaser hotzo shenoflan alzeh hayalahem likna shas velinu lebeis hamedrash. Buy a set of Gemaras and give it to the shul. Make a gemach. Ubazehu misalen nafsham ma'olamala. Mikol halva v'alval sheni tozim mitzvah zaseh daraisa. V'chulu, and he continues. Do some mitzvahs with it. That's a greater aliyah for the neshama than just having a great kever. Okay, yeah, sometimes a great kever inspires the people that come visit there, but there's got to be a balance. That's the Chafetz Chaim. You know, think hard and well before one uses it for matzeva. You know, build a shul with it. Build a if you wanted to, that wasn't for kavana. It can be, maybe it was, you know, obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted me to say that. But anyway, just give svarim to the base madrash. Do something l'tzorchei tzibur. Okay, Viter says the Gemara. Gavlo becheska she'ein lo. Similar cases to that Rush case. But let's say they collected, but it came out because people thought that they didn't have any money, but they found the bank account of his, and they have enough money for his own needs. Rabbi Yirmiyah Sabar, Meimar Moser Amesli Yarshav. So here too, you give it to the Yarshav, because it was collected for a specific mace, you give it to the Yarshav. Amalei Rav Idi Dechutra, Hagatz Bacha, what are you talking about? Delo Kivnan El Olay. They only wanted to give it to him, meaning this is different. He had... And therefore, you can't say that this goes to the Yarshim. Amar lei, anolo amris, at minolach. I didn't say it for sure, I was suggesting it. You're screaming at me that it's for sure the other way? Says, I'm not sure about it. What are you jumping on me and saying it's bedav toras vadai? Okay, end of conversation. Maybe the carbonator here says maybe he got a little more upset because it was a Talmud talking to a Rebbe. Good. Tani b'shem Rabbi Nasan Moser Ameis Yivna Lo Nefesh Al Kivro Moser Ameis. Like the first, like the second opinion, you build a kever v'yeasalo zilu v'agame mitaso, and you do some sprinkling, which also they used to do on the kever, some sprinkling of wine. That was part of their ceremony. Tani ain't podin shavui b'shavui. You can't switch one for another. You collect money for one, you can't switch to the other. Vein govin talis v'talis, and you can't switch. If you collect for a certain talis, for an ani, you can't switch for another one, which the Mefarshim talk about. That's somewhat strange. Why not? Let's say you collect for to buy an ani a winter coat, and he doesn't need a winter coat. You can't buy something else with it. So what exactly does that mean? Ain't govin talis v'talis. Right, that's unusual. But don't protest the leaders that do it when there is a need. If the Gamalim have to do it, so then you could assume that this is what was the original intent. Rav Moshe has a fascinating tshuva. Two Rav Moshes, one now, one in a little bit. Rav Moshe has a fascinating tshuva where he discusses in Chelik Aleph a case where in 1940 they collected money to send to buy clothing. They collected clothing to send to Europe. And it ended up that they couldn't send it. They couldn't send it. So the shiloh was, could they give it out to Aniyim here? Not here, but there in America. Right? That was the shiloh that Rav Moshe was asked. Lamaisa, he was Mako, because he said, look, if you can't get it to them, and there's no way, so then you give it to some Aniyim. It was collected for Aniyim in general, or Tzrachim in general. That's Rav Moshe, Chelik Aleph, Simen Kuf and Ches. That was written to Rav Gedalia Shor, by the way. The Rashi of Tar Vadas. There, maybe he was Ram, Mr. Tar Vadas. Okay. Weiter. Tani, so we have some famous chazals coming up. Tani, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, here's one. In Osin Nefashos Letzadikim, we're going to make them famous. Divrayim Heim Zachronim. You don't have to make such a big kever for Tzadikim. Their words are their Zachronos. Their words are their Zachronos. Right? Divrayim Heim Zachronan. Right? If you look in the Hakdama, I think it's the Hakdama to the Merome Sadeh, if I'm not correct. When the Nitziv talks about, writing the Sefer, he says, quotes Rabbi Kiva Eger, I think, he says the greatest matzevas of the tzaddikim are their svarim. He says, that's what, he's not into Gdolim books. Right, writes the Nitziv there. He says, what, you have stories. Godless, learn his Torah, learn Xos. You don't have to learn about the Xos' life, learn Xos. So we're not on that level, really. Halavai, we should be, we learn the Xos too. But we also need to be inspired by their lives as well. So that's why, but that's what the Nitziv was on there. You know, just open up a Rambam. You don't have to know about the Rambam's life. Open up, give me the Torah. Okay, weiter. But there hasn't been a Gadol that has passed away in the past 20 years that there hasn't been a Gadol book about them. So that's what we have. Fine. Rabbi Yochanan have a mismach v'azil. Rabbi Yochanan was walking al Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. He was leaning on Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Right? He needed support. Vayir Belezer Chamilei sees Rabbi Eliezer. Umitamer lemi kameh. And Rabbi Eliezer basically hides from Rabbi Yochanan. He sees Rabbi Yochanan coming down the street and he hides from him. He hides from him. Rabbi Yochanan noticed him. Va'amar halantarti milayu hadin bavlo avid bay. That Babylonian, right? Rabbi Eliezer, he did two things. He did two things wrong. I'm upset for two reasons. Chada, number one, Dishlo Shael Bishloma. Number one, he didn't ask me Shalom Aleichem. V'chad Ditmar, that's the same one. And he was hiding from me. What was he running away from me? Amalei Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi. No, Kach Nehigin Gapon. This is what they do there in Bavel. The Ze'ira Loshama B'Shloma Deraba. The smaller one, the Talmud, does not say Shalom Aleichem to the Rebbe. To Inun Nahaginu Mekayimin. There Noeg and Mekayim fulfill Ra'uni Na'arim V'Nechba'u. They hide. V'Shishim Kamu Amadu. So he didn't want to pass in front of you to then not give Shalom Aleichem, which you would get upset about. That's why he was hiding. Amalehu. He says, right, what happens? Would you he asks him as if to try to change the conversation, but you really it's not. What happens if somebody walks by an avodah zara? Says if you would walk by an avodah zara, what would you do? Amalei ma'at paligle yakar. What, you're gonna give him respect? Avor kamo evesamay. No, he just walks straight by him and close your eyes. And that'll be a great bizayon. Don't worry about it. He can walk right by it. So Amalei, Yozer v'Eliezer Avit, it'll overcome off. That's exactly what he wanted to do. He didn't want to walk by you and not give you cover, because that would be a bizayon. That's why he kind of tried to go around, and in that way, not have you, you know, get upset at him. So that's how they tried to defend Rabbi Elazar's first action. Va'od, he says, okay, that was my first problem. The second problem is that Avit Haibav Lod lo Amar Shvaitzer Mishmei. He always quotes me, and he doesn't quote me by name. So we'll have to get back to that one. Nicholas Zulafan of Rabbi Ami Ravasi. Rabbi Ravasi came and tried to be mefayes him. Amrulo, Rebbe, kachay ma'isav beis haknesses, wasn't there. Don't you know the story about the beis haknesses al tarsiim, the beis haknesses of the coppersmiths? You see, they had different shuls of trades. Right, all people who were in the same business, they had their own shul. Right, the beis haknesses al tarsiim. Binagar, somebody once pointed out, where's the marker for talking in shul? Right, obviously it's a terrible thing. But they probably had the problem 600 years ago, 2,000 years ago also. After all, why did they all go to shul together if they all worked the same? They probably schmoozed about business. At some point, you know, shul's only for davening, so who cares who you daven with? Right, it says obviously it was a social setting also. Okay, maybe right after shul, but that's just hidden in this line that there was a big beis haknesses shel tarsiim, benagar shishbod glustra. Right, there was the story. You remember that case of the lock that had the glustra on it? Right, we know this from Erevin. Shenechlaku Reb Eliezer v'Reb Yossi. There was a machlokas between them. Achikaru sefer Torah b'machmasan until a sefer Torah was torn. They tore the sefer Torah. They were so angry. Karu sefer tzakadaitach. Really? They tore a sefer Torah in anger? Elishenikra sefer Torah. A Torah was torn. They were all maybe looking, that they used Torahs to learn from. So maybe they were using a Torah to learn from, and they were each pulling the side, and it happened. V'hayasham zakin echad, and there was an elderly man there, Reb Yossi ben Kisma Shmo, v'yomer tamahani. And he said, wow, im lo haya beis haknesses zeh, beis avodah zari. You know, this shul's not going to last. So much machlokas here. This shul is not going to last. I could tell you it's not going to last. Right? The Tiglin Chadin says, Kol Kois, Kilo Ovid Avodah Zarah. Kas, Lista Avodah Zarah. Right? So this Beis HaKnesses is not going to last. We've spoken about anger a lot in the past. The letter of the Rambam to Rabbi Avad Yager, the Geras HaRamban. There's a lot about anger. The Chazar, so therefore he says, you can hang. So he's telling Rabbi Yochanan, calm down. Don't get so angry. The Chazar, V'Omar, Hachdeni Chavrei. Is this similar to my case? Over there, they were talking about colleagues. Here is my Talmud. So that appeasement didn't work. Nichnas lefan Rabbi Yaakov Aridi. So next try. Amar lei, ksiv kasher tziv Hashem es Moshe avdo. Kate tziva Moshe es Yoshua v'chulu. The pasuk says, Hashem dol Moshe, Moshe dol Yoshua. V'chi kol diber v'diber shaya Yoshua yoshev v'doresh haya omer kacham er Moshe. What, every time Yeshua says something, he said in the name of Moshe? Elo Yeshua Yoshev Doresh V'yodin Hakol Shatorah Shel Moshe. He never said it, but everybody knew that everything he said came from his Rebbe. Alfata Eliezer Yoshev Doresh V'Hakol Yodin Shatorah Shel Chahi. Everybody knows that he's your Talmud, and whatever he says is from you. So calm down. So Amar Lahan Rav Yochanan accepts that. So he says, he turns to the first two people who didn't use the Svara, and said, Amar Lahan, Mipnei Ma Ein Aten Yodin L'Ratzos Kebeniti Chaveirenu. You know, why don't you know how to appease me like Rav Idi? He was great. Right? So that's the... That's the message. Period. V'Reb Yochanan, my kulei hide the boy de yemer shvaitzim b'shmei. Why was Reb Yochanan so upset? Right? Like, why didn't he believe that? Like the Chassam Sofer, right? The line of the Chassam Sofer that we've quoted in the past. Chassam Sofer told us Talmidim, you could say my Torah in your name, but don't say your Torah in my name. Right? So, got to think about that one. right? Whatever you want to take my Torah and use it, that's fine. But just don't take your Torah and put my name to it, right? You never want to. So why was he so right? Why was Rabbi Yochanan so machpit? Says the Gemara, Da'av David b'kesh lav rachamim. Because David also asked for it. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Agur ba'olcha olamim. Echazeb b'seizer kanavecha sela. David wanted to live forever. V'chi also adaito shal David shehei chayvik hayam la'olamim. What David was going to live forever? I will live in your tent forever. Elakach amar David b'nekodesh baruch hu. Ribona shal olam ezke shu dvarai ne'emarin b'bate knesios b'bate midrashos. Let my words be said forever. And in that way, I will be as if I'm always there. The Tiklun Chazan here says, Bate Knesses, that's Tehillim. Right? That's Tefillah. Bate Medrash, right? That is his Torah. He says, Bate Knesses, Yomer Tehilosa. Vitfilosa. Bate Medrash, Yomer Dover Halacha Mishmo. Right? That's the, Olam HaTefillah and Olam HaTorah. Right? That's the, Tiklun Chazan. Fine. Shimon ben Nazir b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Kol Tamid Chacham Sh'omim Dor Halacha Mipiv Ba'olam Hazeh Svasav Rocha Shasimo Bekever. Right, whenever a Talmud Chacham or anybody is quoted after he dies, it's as if his lips are moving in the kever. He's talking, it's his Torah. Shenemar v'chichich kiyayin atov, as it says, the palate is like sweet wine. Dovev sifsei yishenim. Right, it moves the lips of the ones who are sleeping. Makomer shalanavim zeh, just like a mass of grapes. Kivan sheminiach adam etzbo alav miyad dovev. Just like you touch one part, the whole thing moves. Asif so sam shal tzadikim. So to the lips of tzaddikim, kivan she'omer davar lachem yipi and shel tzaddikim sifso sein merach shosimon bekever. Good, that's what we say over davar b'shem amro. Mahana lo, what kind of hana is it? What kind of hana is it in the kever? Bar nazira amar kahadin deshasi kuntidon, like somebody who drinks mixed wine. Kuntidon tastes really good. Rabbi Yitzchak amar kahadin deshasi chamaratik. Somebody drinks old wine. What's the machlokas about? You can look in the Karbana Eda here. He tries to explain what the machlokas is api machshava. What exactly it means? What kind of hana? Right, where mason don't get any physical hana at all. So what does it mean? So it's obviously some type of remes. Good. Afal gab de shasi le tama bapume. Sorry, finishing up. Even though you already drank it, the taste lasts in your mouth. Right. So to the Torah lasts even after they're gone. Period. Rav Gidol Amar Haomer Shmua b'shem Amro Yir Eba al Shmua kila Omer lenegdo. Whenever you say something b'shem Amro, you should always try to visualize the person you're quoting is right there. Is right there. We'll get back to that. Let's just continue first. Shenemar ach b'tzelam yishalech ish. Ksiv rav adam. Yikra ish chazdo zeh shar kol adam. V'ish emunim miyimtza zeh Rebbe Zeira. Rebbe Zeira was the ish emunim. Why? Da'am Rebbe Zeira, he took this line very seriously about seeing the person. Why? Because look what he said. Less than tzrichan shashin l'shmaitcha the Rav Sheshes. You don't have to be so exact about what Rav Sheshes says. Da'ave hu gavra mefatcha. He is an open person. What does that mean? It's a euphemism, right? He's saginar, he's blind. Meaning he's saying there's something missing if somebody quotes their Rebbe and they never saw their Rebbe. That's what how seriously he took this line. Amalei Rebbe Zeira l'Rav Asya. Chachim Rabbi l'Bar Pasya. Da'atar m'shmaitza m'shmei. Right? Do you know Bar Pasya, that you always say something in his name? Did you meet him? Amalei Rebbe Yochanan amr m'shmei. Rebbe Yochanan saw him and he says it in his name and I just call Rebbe Yochanan. So that's the clarity. Amalei Rebbe Zeira l'Rav Asi. Chachim Rebbe l'Rav. Da'atar m'shmaitza m'shmei. You always say things in the name of Rav. Did you see him? Amalei Rav Ada Barava amr m'shmei. I heard it from somebody who heard it from him. Let's just finish the paragraph of the Shem, and then we'll just have one more thought. Ein hador she'ein bo leitzanin. There is no dor that doesn't have leitzanim. Kidor shel dor shel David. David HaMelech, unbelievable. What did he go through? Maho yu prutzei hador osin. What did they used to do? These lowlifes. Hayohochan eitzo chalonosav shel David. They used to walk past David HaMelech's windows. Omrim lo. David. Emos ha'iban ha'beis ha'migdash. David, where's the beis ha'migdash? They knew David wasn't building yet. Emasai beis Hashem neilech. That's what they used to tease him. V'haya David amar avapi shem miskavnin lahachiseini. Even though they're trying to anger me, yavo alai. Let anything come on to me. He's like cursing himself in lo ha'isi samech v'divrayam. I'm samech b'chelki. Shtichsiv samachti b'omrim li beis Hashem neilech. Right, even though they're making fun of me, I'm happy, you know. He'd rather die earlier and get the beis ha'migdash built. He's basically saying, well, let me die. Just get the base of Milish built. V'yahaya kiyim l'uya mecha v'shachav te'esav usecha. Amr l'akadosh baruch hu l'David. Yomim shlemim ani mo l'chav. Lo yom mechaserim. No. I'm not taking away a day. Klum Shlomo Bincha Yivne Beis HaMikdash El LaHakrav Karbanat Sibur. What's the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash? Karbanos Chaviv Alayt Stucko Mishpat Shatose Yoser Minah Karban. Right, similar line we have in Masechta Shabbos. Shenemar Asat Stucko Mishpat Nifchar LaShem Mizevach. Okay, that is the line. Hadra Lug Batzarvin Shkalim. But just one hara, maybe my favorite part mimer that Rav Salvechik ever wrote, and it's just and that is related to this, that Homer Rav Shem Amri should always see the Baal Shmua Kil Omer LeNegdo. It's quoted in the second volume of Reflections of the Rav, Man of Faith in the Modern World, where he talks about the experience of a Rosh Yeshiva. And it's one of the most moving pieces that you would ever read. The old Rebbe walks into the classroom crowded with students who are young enough to be his grandchildren. He enters as an old man with a wrinkled face, his eyes reflecting the fatigue and sadness of old age. V'chulu v'chulu. The Rebbe is seated and sees before him rows of young beaming faces, clear eyes radiating the joy of being young. For a moment, the Rebbe is gripped with pessimism, with tremors of uncertainty. He asks himself, could there be a dialogue between an old teacher and young students, between a Rebbe in his Indian summer and students enjoying the spring of their lives? The Rebbe starts this year uncertain as how it will proceed. Suddenly the door opens and an old man, much older than the Rebbe, enters. He is the grandfather of the Rebbe, Reb Chaim Brisker. It would be most difficult to study Talmud with students who are trained in the sciences and mathematics were not for his method, for it is modern and equals, if not surpasses, all forms of logic. The door opens again and another man comes in. He is older than Reb Chaim. His name is Reb Shabtai Kohen, known as the Shach, who must be present whenever Dini Mammon is discussed. Many more visitors arrive, some from the 11th, 12th, 13th centuries, other harking back from antiquity, Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi, Ravid, Rashba, Rabbi Akiva, Rambam. The scholarly giants of the past are bidden to take their seats. The Rebbe introduces the guests to the pupils, and the dialogue commences. The Rambam states a halacha, the Ravid disagrees sharply, as is his wont. Some students interrupt to defend the Rambam, and express themselves harshly against the Ravid, as young people are apt to do. The Rebbe softly corrects the students, and suggests more restrained tones. The Rashba smiles gently. The Rebbe tries to analyze what the students mean, and others intercede. Rabbeinu Tam is called upon to express his opinion. And suddenly a symposium of generations come into existence. Young students debate earlier generations with an air of daring familiarity, and a crescendo of discussion endures. All speak one language, all pursue one goal, or are committed to a common vision, and all operate with the same categories. Hulu. After a 2 or 3 hour shiur, the Rebbe emerges from the chamber young and rejuvenated. He has defeated age. The students are exhausted. In the Masorah experience, years play no role. Hands, however parchment dry and wrinkled, embrace warm and supple hands at a commonality, bridging the gap which separates the generations. V'chulu, and he continues. Right, this is the Gemara. Ha'omer davo b'shem amro, yireh bala shmua kilomer l'negdel. Rav Salvechik had that. They were all there in the classroom. That's how we have to feel. Right here, Rabbi Akiva's here, Rabbi Yitzchak's here, all the Gdolim are right here in the room with us. At least they're online somewhere. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody should have a good Shabbos. And in terms of building the shul, feel free to take that line seriously. Again, nofeyashemesh.com.org. We're still, you know, really, really looking for partners. And Brother Shem, if anybody could help, you know, in any way possible, feel free, nofeyashemesh.com or .org, and join the mitzvah of building a binyan, Mikdash Ma'at, in Eretz Yisrael.